Hello and welcome to this edition of Parking Thought, the MVP podcast and YouTube channel where the curious mind branches out into unique perspectives. My name is Jacob and you're a part of the best audience on the internet. You're curious and so am I. In this edition, I'm actually going to talk to you a little bit about where we're at with the podcast and why are we doing this. So a few weeks back, I recorded how this was a MVP podcast, right? A minimum viable product podcast. And the idea there was, this is a project for me that I'm practicing a different style of project management than what I typically do at work. So I wanted to figure out a way of creating a podcast that involved the fewest steps possible and automated as many of those steps as possible. And so initially I recorded this podcast via my phone, right? Just simple iPhone 7. And I did it simply by recording the YouTube videos and then having those YouTube videos go up onto YouTube. And then I wrote a script real simply on a Mac system that would allow me to download the audio from those YouTube videos and then convert those over. And I wasn't satisfied with the audio quality coming out of the iPhone 7. But you know, the idea here is I run each iteration of the podcast for a week at minimum, and then thoughtfully consider what should I try, what should I change to be able to make it and improve the overall system. So ran that for a few weeks, actually, while I was getting used to the routine of just, you know, when do I pause and record and what does that look like and those sorts of things. I still like the model where things go up to YouTube. So although I've changed my recording equipment, I still kind of like that model, although now what I do is I have it set up so that way it my recording equipment automatically creates audio edition and a video edition at the same time. And so the way I do that is I'm actually recording this off of a 13-inch MacBook that I put on top of my car steering wheel, and then I keep the Yeti microphone here in the car. And you know what? That's not a big deal. Just takes an extra 35 seconds to set up and tear down at the end of this, and then I'm able to go ahead and record it. Some of the other things I'm looking at right now, and you might be wondering, I wanted to answer this question, although it hasn't come up in the comments yet, is where are the episode numbers, right? Most podcasts will be really proud of having episode numbers and they'll have those laid out, and I don't have any episode numbers yet. And because while I've been working on the how do I produce this, what is missing right now is really the, you know, what is the theme or topic that this podcast kind of covers? And so I've been bouncing around a bit, a little bit of tech here and there, a little bit of politics, controversial subjects, to see, you know, what out there might be a way for the audience to engage and to enjoy. So that's why there were a couple of videos about flat earthers. Nice folks, right? And great conversation that we had there. But you know, I don't want to be doing flat earth videos or flat earth video responses. Not my cup of tea. I don't want to run that for a couple of years, you know? And so some of the videos that I've got in the docket I'll be looking at are ones that are oriented towards family. Family is a fairly constant theme in my life. Work is a fairly constant theme. The problem there is that the YouTube audience typically is younger than those who are at their, you know, mid-20s through mid-40s, you know, professionals, right? That's not the audience that's there looking for, you know, ways to improve their lives at work and that sort of thing. And so it's going to be interesting to figure out what the right balance is. There's some episodes in the docket that will be font oriented because I happen to like fonts, and that seems to be an underserved audience on YouTube right now. As well as just in general over podcasts. The concern there is that I may end up like Brick Heck from The Middle, although I really do love that show. And it was one of the influences for having me get a little more curious about fonts and typefaces and graphic design. I don't want to be accused of being the 40-year-old version of Brick Heck. Although there's a lot to admire in the way that they put that show together and allowed a character with a unique perspective to kind of be able to share that without being ridiculed. So that's where we're at right now. You know, once we can land on a topic together as an audience, whatnot, then we'll go ahead and we'll build this out a bit more from what it is right now. We'll have episode numbers and, you know, maybe look to, you know, throw in nuggets of other things in there as time goes on. But really, it's just the looking for that core topic that me as a person can talk about and something I feel alive and have some energy with. So that's the Minimum Viable Podcast update here. I hope you guys have enjoyed the improved audio recording quality. I've certainly enjoyed putting that together and finding little pieces of things and again, making one to two changes a week, you know, just something small so that way I can deliver better quality each week, but without it really changing the process. And so the idea is in a few months, you know, I'll be at a point where I would have been had I invested the time to be professionalized in all of this stuff. But for right now, this is a good place to be. Well, thank you guys for listening. Wherever you happen to find this, if you find this on YouTube, feel free to engage me in the comments. I am reading them right now. You are part of the best audience on the internet. You're not a part of the largest audience on the internet. So I do have time to read and respond to comments. Also, if you'd like to subscribe, so this show shows up directly in your podcast listener device of choice, go ahead over to parkingthought.com, and on the right hand side you will see the link to subscribe. Thank you guys very much for being here. Look forward to lots of future episodes, and if you've got an idea for a theme that you would like to hear, please feel free to let me know. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you later. Bye.